Welcome to PJEFC's Pulpit Ministry, a ministry that is committed to the preaching of the Word to transform life.
Good morning. Well, being the oldest or one of the oldest in the church, I have the privilege of being invited to share on senior days. Really, I like the topic, finding joy in the journey of aging. You know, aging is actually a natural process, and yet it often accompanied by unique challenges and uncertainties. We witness our bodies changing, and of course, our strength waning. I even noticed in my golf game, Elder Daniel and Kampa seem to hit further and further away from me, even though I try very hard. A few years ago, when I stand before you, I still have some hairs in my head. Today, I'm almost bald, okay? And we also tend to be very long-winded in our conversation. So maybe you should expect a long-winded sermon this morning. But most of all, we also experience, you know, the loss of loved ones, because as we grow old, everybody goes along with it. Even during the last 12 months, I've lost, you know, three of my older sisters. Now, being number 8 in a family of 10, I've lost 5, and expecting many more to come. But that is part and parcel of us growing old. Now, for many of us, we find ourselves navigating the complexities of retirement, health concerns, and feeling isolation. And with this, especially the loneliness part. So it is easy for you and me in this age group to become overwhelmed by anxiousness as we confront the reality of growing older. However, as member of PJEFC, a follower of Christ, we have this incredible opportunity, okay, to view aging through the lens of faith and discover God's purpose and blessing with every season of our life. And in the midst of these challenges, God's works provide us wisdom, comfort, and guidance. God's word reminds us that our worth is not dependent on our physical appearance or societal expectations, but rather on our identity as children of God. So today we will explore relevant scripture passages that speak on the importance of aging gracefully and finishing well. So there will be a fair bit of reference to the scripture. And this is really to recognize the authority of Scripture in teaching us on aging. We will dwell on some, the other gospel, which, you know, truly help us as we journey. We also turn to the books of Romans and other gospel to find a powerful word of encouragement and assurance. So together this morning, we will embark, okay, this journey, seeking God's wisdom and grace as we explore what it means finding joy in the journey of aging and embrace God's purpose in this season of our senior life. Now, may the Holy Spirit guide our heart and our mind. May this time be a reflection, draw us closer to God, and inspire us to live lives with a purpose and intentionality. Before we proceed further, let's take a moment to pray, inviting God's presence and guidance in our time together. Shall we pray? Gracious Father, we come before you today with a heart full of gratitude for the life. We thank you for your unwavering love and faithfulness throughout every season we encounter. Lord, as we delve into the topics of aging gracefully and finishing well, we invite your Holy Spirit to be our guide and teacher. Open our hearts and minds to receive your wisdom, encouragement, and strength. May this time of reflection draw us closer to you, empower us to live out your purpose in every stage of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I think the first thing we have to acknowledge the brevity of life. When we ponder on growing old at this stage of our life, we tend to wonder how fast time flies. It is as if just only yesterday we finished our study, okay? We got married, we worked hard bringing up our children, and now many of us are grandparents. Many years ago at a church retreat, our speaker, who happened to be friends of our chairman, David Wong, shared with us on Psalm 90, verse 10, where he said, our days come to 70 or 80. And if our strength endure, yet the best of them. But troubles and sorrow, for they quickly pass and fly away. He also gave us a chart. And looking at the chart, you will know which category you are in. And if you are over 70, which is Sunday, then you are recycled by God. And that is a bonus, okay? So I am in that recycle stage. So while this morning the message is meant for those on Saturday and Sunday, it is definitely relevant to all age groups, as it is never too early to know and be able to appreciate the senior in your midst. Also, you were able to prepare yourself much earlier, as we know, as we will never know when God will call us home. Over the years, I lost two of my nephews below the age of 50, okay? So as we journey through life, it is essential that we acknowledge the brevity and the frailty of our existence on this earth. The spans of our years may vary, but the reality remains that life is a precious gift, and each passing moment is an opportunity to make it count. So even your presence here this morning is because you deliberately choose to spend your precious Sunday morning worshiping God. It is really wonderful that you choose to put God first on Sunday morning rather than some of them who will do their Sunday weekly marketing instead of going to church, or even Sunday morning trekking in Bukit Kiara. You know, in the current culture, we are often encouraged to chase after temporal pleasures, material possession, and weekly achievement. We can easily get caught up in the pursuit of success, accumulation of wealth, and the desire to be famous. Yet the psalmist reminds us that such pursuit, while they may bring temporary satisfaction, okay, ultimately will leave us empty. Brothers and sisters in Christ, is this not a familiar situation that we often get ourselves into? Always remember that our lives are not defined by the number of years we accumulate or the worldly accomplishment we achieve, but rather true meaning and purpose are found in our relationship with our God and our ability to impact the lives of others. I am very mindful of these responsibilities. It is in our connection with the eternal God that we discovered a lasting significance. Acknowledging the brevity of life allows us to gain proper perspective, one that compels us to live intentionally and wisely. It reminds us that we have limited time to fulfill God's purpose and to make positive difference in the life of those around us. It really urges us to evaluate our priorities, ensuring that we invest our time, energy, and resources in pursuit that align with God's kingdom. Now, while acknowledging that life brevity may bring some sense of urgency, it is not meant this morning to instill fear or anxiety with us. Instead, it serves as a reminder to treasure each moment, to be present in the life of our loved one. My great joy over the years is to have family dinners every Sunday night with my children and grandchildren. Such was the joy of gathering as a family. We are reminded of God's love and blessing and His faithfulness to us as a family. So likewise, we are to use God's gift and talents and time to bring glory to Him. A close friend of mine shared with me before his death in the early age that he regret having spent so much time in his work and little time for his family and God. Let us not regret like my friend. Let us take positive step right this very moment and ask God to remind us on the need to focus on Him. Now, let not be disheartened by the passing of time, but be inspired to live intentionally and with purpose. So as we embrace the brevity of life, let us seek God's wisdom in utilizing our time wisely, investing in eternal endeavor, leaving a lasting impact in this world. May this awareness of life's fleeting nature spur us to cultivate meaningful relationships, pursue our God's given passion, and engage in the acts of love and services. Let us make the most of the time we have been given, cherishing each day as an opportunity to glorify God and make the difference in the lives of others. Now, another important thing for us and seniors is to trust God's faithfulness in every season. Having realized that it is important for us to have a purposeful desire to live a life that is meaningful in the eyes of God, we need to trust God's faithfulness in every season of our life. In Psalm 71, okay, verse 17, 18, talk of God, from my youth you have taught me, I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even in old age and gray hair, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all, to those to come. The psalmist declare their trust in God's steadfastness, acknowledging that from their youth, God has been their teacher and guide. They have witnessed His wondrous deed and have experienced His faithfulness firsthand. So likewise, as we journey through different seasons in life, one thing remains constant, and that is the faithfulness of our loving God. Please note, trusting in God is not limited to our younger years or at a specific stage of your life. Our relationship with God is a lifelong commitment that transcends age, circumstances, and challenges. I cannot tell God that I will serve Him after I retire and have more time, or after I have made, you know, enough money. We must be like the psalmist above God. Plead to God that in all time we can trust him, even in old age. Our dependence on him does not diminish with time. Our dependence on him and our need for his presence is like what the psalmist state in Psalm 71. This morning, many of you here may currently encounter various difficulties and uncertainties, especially as we age. Our body may go frail. We may face health concerns or loss of loved one. Yet this morning, I want to declare to you, like the psalmist, that we can hold on to the unshakable truth that our God is faithful. I can certify in no uncertain term that as a family, we have experienced his love, his care, protection over the years. I mean, right from my mother's miracle healing to my own journey as a businessman. Many of you here, especially Elder Daniel and Chairman Chien, know my history and can testify, okay, to God's faithfulness in my life. God's faithfulness means that he remained by our side, providing comfort, strength, guidance in every season. He never forsake us or leave us to navigate life challenges alone. So even when we may feel forgotten or overlooked by others, we can find solace in the assurance that God see us, know us, and care deeply for us. As we trust in God's faithfulness, we can also find purpose and meaning in the later part of our year. The psalmist expresses the desire to proclaim God's might and power to another generation. Aging gracefully involving recognizing that our experience and wisdom and faith are valuable resources that can impact future generations. You and I have the opportunity to share our stories, our testimonies, and faithfulness of God with those who come after us. I often remind my children of what God has done for us as a family. Our life should be a living testimony to God's faithfulness, inspiring and encouraging others to trust him too. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, this morning I want to assure you that in every season, God's faithfulness remains steadfast. We can trust him to guide us, to strengthen us, and to use us for his purpose. Our life does not diminish the impact we can have. Our age does not diminish the impact we can have or work for God that can be done through us. So I want you to know, whether you are young or old, God invites us to lean on him, to find our hope and security in him, and to continue proclaiming his wondrous deed throughout our life. As we embrace God's faithfulness as our God, let us rest in his promise, knowing that he will sustain us, empower us, and use us to bring glory to his name. Another important thing we need to do as we grow old is to continue to grow spiritually. Our learning does not stop here just because we are old. Okay? As retirees, we have time in hand and we try to spend time to continue to grow spiritually. I have highlighted and will highlight a few scripture verses that advise us on spiritual growth. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world and be transformed by the renewing of mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. As Christians, we are called not to be conformed to this world with its behavior, customs, which are usually selfish and corrupting. Therefore, if we live out God's will, we must change our thoughts to God's thoughts, rather than living as the world dictates us. Now, as follower of Christ, our spiritual journey should not confine to a particular age or stage of life. It is, as I've said earlier, a lifelong process of growth, transformation, and deepening of our relationship with God. So regardless of our age, it is essential to prioritize, okay, and actively pursue our spiritual growth, continuously renewing our mind and aligning ourselves with God's will. To achieve the desire of growing spiritually, there are a few things we can do. First is to seek God's presence. James 4, verse 8 says, come near to God, and he will come near to you. James encourages us to draw near to God, assuring us that he will draw near to us. So as such, make it a habit to spend in God's presence through prayer, worship, and meditation of his word. Seek moments of solitude and silence to listen and commune with him. The other thing which we can help ourselves is to study and meditate on the scripture. Psalm 119:11 says, I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. We must regularly engage with the Bible, study its teachings, and memorize key scripture verses, although it's getting more difficult as we age, you know, trying to do that. But allow God's word to shape our thinking and guide our decision and transform our life. So each time when we are tempted, recalling scripture verses subconsciously will help us to resist it. Personally, many a time, we are tempted. I personally am tempted. But the scripture reminds us against it. The third thing which, if you want to grow spiritually, is to cultivate a prayerful life. First Thessalonians says, pray without ceasing. You know, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 encourages to pray without ceasing. Develop a prayer life, a lifestyle of prayer, where you continually communicate with God every day throughout, and seeking his guidance, expressing gratitude, and presenting your need before him. You know, different people have different way of praying. Some of you faithfully set aside time and specific place in the day to pray. I, on the other hand, have this habit of saying silent prayers to him as the day progresses, be it at home or at work at play. I often verbalize it if there's nobody around me, okay? Or even complain and grumble, as God is my heavenly Father, just like you grumble and complain to your Father on earth. And I find that very refreshing, as through this prayer, I'm getting God involved in my daily activities. And God has this uncanny way of pricking my conscience each time I stray, or reminding me or warning me of something that I need to address. So I woke up often in the night. I was not able to go back to sleep or ask the Lord, is there something you want me or you want to remind me. So some of you, I know, have received texts in the middle of the night from me. That is my way of releasing my burden onto you so that I can go back to sleep. So whatever your style, it does not matter. The important thing is that you constantly stay in touch with God by the prayer. Invite the Holy Spirit to guide your prayer and deepen your intimacy with God. You know something that Elder Comfort shared with me that got embedded in my mind? He said that when he's lost for words to prayer, he will invite the Holy Spirit to intervene. I find that very true, and I often do the same now. So thank you, Elder Comfort, for the sharing. Another important part as we grow, as we age, is to engage in Christian community. You know, Hebrews 10, 24 to 25, let us consider one another and provoke unto love and to good work, not forsaking, okay, the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. You know, as we grow older, we tend to shy away from Christian community on the basis that we want to take life easy, okay, and be a bit more relaxing. But Hebrews 10, 24, 25 remind us on the importance of gathering other believers, encouraging one another, and spurring one another towards love and good deeds. For me, it is through this gathering and fellowship that I am kept in the loop on what is going on and where prayers and help are needed. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, invest in meaningful relationship within our church Christian community, participating in worship, fellowship, and discipleship. I make it a point to have wholesome and godly fellowship where I work and where I play. My circles of golfer friends consist of believers and non-believers, often sharing with them gospel when opportunity arises. More important is the testimonies of our lifestyle as a child of God in their midst. On one occasion after a golf game, during the lunch fellowship with a non-believer ex-colleague, we noticed that he was a bit down in spirit. So T.C. Toh and I used the opportunity to share our testimony and gospel with him. That weekend, being a Sunday morning, during his morning walk in the neighborhood, he was prompted to enter a church that has an ongoing service. And as he sat at the back, he was touched by the Holy Spirit, and he cried like a baby, and he was very embarrassed. After the service, he called us and asked what really had happened. Of course, we told him that the Holy Spirit had touched him. Shortly, he accepted Christ. Brothers and sisters, at our age, God can use us. We only need to plant the seed of the gospel and trust the Holy Spirit to bring them to germination. You suddenly can get involved in Alpha and senior ministry. We are still able to be involved in the sharing of the gospel if we are willing. Another important thing as seniors, as we grow, is to embrace discipleship and mentoring. Proverbs 27, verse 17 says, iron sharpens iron. One person sharpens another. Last month, the church had a sermon series on disciple making, reminding us of the need to embrace discipleship and mentoring. Therefore, we need to seek out mentors and wise believers who guide us in our spiritual journey. As I said, Proverbs 27, verse 17 says, iron sharpens iron. One person sharpens another. Surround yourself with individuals who will challenge and inspire and help you in the growth of your faith. I really like the chat group that was formed among the attendees, okay, of the last man breakthrough we had. I read their daily activity sharing among the men and typically spearheaded by William Tan. Very inspiring, very challenging. And this chat is often moderated by seniors like Daniel Kampat and Wan Heng, or even Reverend Dickey. It really reminds me of Proverbs 27:17, where it says, iron sharpens iron. That chat group allowed space for our seniors and the men to challenge each other with their wonderful texts every morning, faithfully. So your willingness to mentor at this stage in our senior years will go a long way to leave a lasting legacy, not only on your children or grandchildren, but even friends. Not only you are helping others, but you are actually keeping your mind sharp. I personally enjoy the coffee fellowship on a regular basis with friends and those who need listening ears and advice on their problems or challenges. I find it very refreshing, actually, as I keep my brain active. Some of you here gave me the opportunity of having such coffee fellowship, and I really enjoy the session. So while helping others, you are also helping yourself, because you are continually growing spiritually as you share, and also with the side benefit of exercising your mind. In this way, you open yourself to a deeper and more intimate relationship with God. Our faith becomes more vibrant, our character is refined, and our action align more closely with God's will. We become vessels through which God's grace and love, truth flow into our friends and circles of community. So regardless of your age at this stage, let us commit to continually growing in our faith. Let us be intentional about our spiritual development, seeking God's presence in our life, even as we age. One of the things which always like to be reminded for us as seniors is to be able to serve others. Mark chapter 10, 35, that even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many. As senior, it is good to serve others. The scripture in Mark 10 reminds us that Jesus came not to be served, but to serve, and he gave his life as a ransom to many. So this morning, I would like to remind you of this important verse. Let us engage in the act of love, compassion, and service toward others. Look for opportunity to use our spiritual gifts, talents, and resources to make the difference in the lives of those around you. The first example that comes to my mind reminds me of our sister Laishan, Grace, and Janima. Sister Laishan have over the years worked unceasingly in the joint ministry. Grace and Janima use their cooking skill in blessing others, often creating occasion to invite friends and non-believers to their place for fellowship dinner or lunch with the opportunity to share the gospel. So even in their current age, they are still used by God. All of us here this morning who can serve God with the talents that God has given us, irrespective of our age. Serving others not only bless them, but also deepen our own faith and spiritual growth. There are many opportunities to serve in PGFC. See our pastors for guidance and advice. Another sensitive but important part about growing old is embrace a teachable spirit. Proverbs 9, verse 9, give instruction to a wise person and they will still be wiser. Teach a righteous person and they will increase their learning. You know, one of the most difficult tasks is teaching a senior. My wife sometimes complains that I'm unteachable because I tend to have my own set of mind. But the Proverbs 9:9 says, give instruction to a wise person and they will still be wiser. Teach a righteous and they will increase their learning. So be open to correction, guidance, and learning from others. Approach life with humility, recognizing that there is always more to learn and way to grow in our understanding of God and His way. Trust me, there will be more peace in the house too if we senior have a more teachable spirit. But please note, this is a two-way traffic. Both parties need to give and take to have peace in the house. So as we continue to grow spiritually, we open ourselves to a deeper and more intimate relationship with God. Our faith becomes more vibrant. Our character is refined. Okay? Our action aligns more closely with God's will. We become vessels through which God's love and grace and truth flow into our community. So regardless of our age or stage of life, let us be intentional about our spiritual development. As we conclude this morning's reflection on finding joy in the journey of aging, let us remember that our journey is not about our personal fulfillment or leaving a legacy, but ultimately about surrendering ourselves to God's perfect will. In this light, I want to encourage you to take practical steps to ensure that your desire and wishes are clearly spelled out and be known to your children and honored by them. First, take time to review and update your legal and financial documents and honor them, such as your will, power attorney, healthcare directive. Seek wise counsel to ensure that your wishes are clearly communicated and binding. To the young people here this morning and those who are at home listening, please take time to communicate with your parents on these important matters when opportunity arises. Be gentle, be careful when bringing out this matter to avoid any misunderstanding. We as seniors must remember we do not live forever, and any time is a good time to plan ahead and to leave the rest in the hand of God. 3 weeks ago, I lost another sister with no obvious signs of health issue. Yet I'm waking up just feeling a bit discomfort. She slid into unconsciousness and passed away. So in 3 months, I lost 2 sisters. It's truly a wake-up call for me. Secondly, we need to consider having an open and honest conversation with our loved one about your desire for your future care or any specific wishes that you may have. For example, I wish to be taken care at home, surrounded by my loved one, and not with strangers in a nursing home. Those are important messages you have to share with your children. So communication is key in ensuring that your loved one understands your heart and can advocate for you when issues arise. Lastly, remember that even when we make plans for the future, we must hold them with open heart, recognizing that ultimately it is God who holds our life in His hand. Surrender your desire and plan to Him, trusting that His wisdom and sovereignty will guide us every step of your journey. So, brother and sister in Christ, by now you will notice that all that I share with you was found in the Bible and the works of God, are the formula that I used all these years as I journey on in my life until I'm old and bald today. You notice that my sharing is full of scripture references and verses as I do not speak on my own authority. Okay? I did not ask my grandchildren to read it as there are too many texts to read. So for those who are searching for answer for your problem, besides talking to the leadership of the church, most of the time the answer is found in the Bible. To the younger one here this morning, this advice is also for you. While this morning sharing, talking about journey on aging, it is very, very much relevant to you too. Start young and you will have less headache and you will be able to face journey of life in a blessed way. Message for the younger one who are here this morning, remember your Sunday school song. Read your Bible every day. Doing so will help you to grow. So thank you for bearing with me this morning as I pre-warn you that because of my age, my sharing can be a bit long-winded. And now to close, I'd like to extend an invitation to anyone who faces challenges, growing, feeling overwhelmed, or in need of prayer and support. If you desire assurance that you're not alone, or if you have specific concern or burden and you'd like to be lifted in prayer, I invite you to come forward after the service, okay? Leaders and pastoral team, okay, will be here, offer you a listening ears, providing the support and encouragement you need. Remember, we are a family in Christ. Together we journey, okay, of this journey of aging with grace and strength. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth we have encountered today about aging gracefully and leaving a lasting legacy. We surrender our life and our desire and plan and concern into your loving hands. We acknowledge that you are our ultimate guide and source of strength. Lord, we lift up those in our midst who are facing challenge of growing old. We pray for your comfort and peace and assurance to surround them. Help them to learn to lean on you in time of weakness and find strength in your promises. Lord, for those who are burdened with worries and uncertainties about future, we ask for your guidance and wisdom to light their path. Give them clarity and discernment as they make decisions regarding their health, care, and personal wishes. Father, we pray for unity and understanding within the family as they navigate this complexity of aging. May there be open and honest communication, love and support among the family members. Help them to honor and respect the desire and wishes of their loved ones. As a church, may we walk with them, that PJESC be a place of love, acceptance, and support for all generations. We thank you for the pastoral team, especially Reverend Dickey and Pastor James, who faithfully serve the needs of the seniors in our midst. Help us to walk alongside one another, offer a helping hand, listening ears, and a fervent prayer. In all things, Lord, we trust in your faithfulness. We know that you are with us every step of the way, guiding and strengthening us. We surrender ourselves and aging process to you, knowing that you have a perfect plan and purpose for each and everyone here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray.
You have been listening to a sermon from PJEFC. We hope that you have been blessed by the message. For more sermons, please go to www.pjefc.org/sermons. Love God, love people, and make disciples.